Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Sam Miller's in the studio today, plus CPAP and prison shows are talked about. You'll hear it coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Make international friendlies for the men.
Right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hi, folks. I'm Billy Mason with more made-for-TV offers brought exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Guys, who has the time or money for embarrassing emergency room visits, not to mention the cost of health insurance, every time you have a minor home improvement accident? Well, guys, you can forget the doc, the ER, and the 911 number thanks to my new do-it-yourself home medical miracle tool, the Suture Self Skin Stapler. Only $29.95 plus shipping and get ready. With the Suture Self Skin Stapler, there are no complicated forms, waiting rooms, or people asking you how you cut yourself there. And you'll save even more time and money by never having to get stitches removed again, because we're including our patent applied for sanitary stapler remover for free. And for a limited time, we'll also throw in a little something for that special lady in your life. When a gal you love is hurt, you hurt. Right, guys? You don't want to see them in pain, but you also don't want to see them walking around with an arm full of staples. That's why we developed a more feminine suture tool for the gals that's just as fast but fashionable, too. It's the new Sew and Go Sassy Stitcher. The Sew and Go Sassy Stitcher comes with 25 different thread colors to match any shade of flesh tone on the planet, or choose our clear fishing line for invisible stitches that would put Betsy Ross to shame. Order today, and you'll get the suture self and the Sew and Go delivered within 4 to 8 weeks. Wow. And keep listening, folks, for information on our contest to improve your smile. Home dentistry has never been easier than it is now with the new Gap Be Gone orthodontal wiring kit. Stay tuned to more of my Billy Mazing, Mazing offers, folks, coming to you soon. I'm Billy Mazing.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we do have a guest in the studio. I can't help but notice him because he's gigantic.
nice.
Right out the gate.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is radio. I mean, what are you, like 6'5", 800? I mean, excuse me.
800 pounds.
Sorry. No, that's not. That's mean.
Sir, are you 800 pounds?
No,
you're not. You're not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm Discovery Channel big, not TLC big.
There you go. Sam Miller's with you. Now, are you three bills? Is that fair?
I'm 360 pounds.
360 pounds. Okay, yeah. So I was almost halfway wrong.
I don't know that people look at you, Sam, and go, oh, there's a fat guy. I think they go, there's a big guy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're
but
tall.
But I am fat, too, and I don't care.
But you're big.
Sure.
You look like you could be a retired lineman from the NFL who owns a pizza franchise.
Indeed.
Because
I'm fat.
Just say a compliment, you monster.
He's a very funny man. He's got tattoos and he's got a good head of hair.
I'm just happy to be here. I don't really have that great of a head of hair.
I was lying.
To Tom and I, that's a great head of hair.
Yeah, same here. Thank you. Very, very good. Sam Miller, on the road. Peoria, the famous jukebox comedy club.
You'll have a great time. You got that, and you got the museum with all the bulldozers.
They have a bulldozer museum?
Yeah, they got the Caterpillar Museum.
Cool.
Well, why didn't you say so?
And you got to go now to see the Caterpillar Museum, because in a few months it'll be the Butterfly Museum. Yeah. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
I'm getting a thumbs down from Chick McGee.
I think that should be your closer, so goodbye.
Well, that's a far different opinion.
Josh, during the setup, I understood what you were going for.
Me too.
I smiled immediately.
I loved where it was going.
We all saw it coming.
We all saw it coming.
No, I'm with Willie, though. I saw it coming. I thought, why didn't I think of that? That's so... so clever and yet obvious. It's a great joke.
Very kind. It was,
there's probably a sign in the lobby of that place.
I'll tell you this. When I told the joke, I didn't expect this much analysis. I kind of hoped it would just go away.
I
wish you wouldn't even say it.
That's your mistake. Should have known that he was going to do this. He's still doing it, back to Tom.
Okay. And I walked in the room. I was late, once again, getting in here. For some reason, I'll be late during the breaks. Usually, I'm having some high-level conference with someone. I walk in the room, and I hear Sam talking, and he says, all I heard was the phrase, I think we're going to share a CPAP machine. Now, all I know about the CPAP machine is Mr. Godwin has to use one. This is that aqua lung thing you breathe at night or something?
Yeah, sleep apnea.
Okay, now you have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
And you take it on the road?
Yeah, I do. I hate it. But I can't now, if I don't use it, I wake up with a sore throat because I'm not used to snoring.
Yeah.
So I've kind of built my own prison.
Yeah. Are you sleeping better?
Yeah, I sleep great.
This is like the size of like a football?
Yeah. I thought you were going to make a joke about how I needed a giant CPAP.
What do you use for a CPAP? Yeah. A vacuum, Sam.
Diaphragm.
I envision it as making like a whack-a-da, 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 whack-a-da sound.
No, it's pretty quiet. Sometimes it slips off and it kind of squeaks. It'll be like, wee. And I'm not a fan of that.
No. I can tell you this. We weren't a fan of what you just did. I can't imagine the real thing. My God.
My wife was talking about my snoring for a long time. And I went in. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on here, but I had like 30 minutes. I stopped breathing 24 times. And that's what the lady told me. But it's funny because I felt like I was being attacked, so I threw it back at her. I was like, I started breathing 24 times, too. That's the perfect ratio.
Oh, so this is... you had one of those sleep tests?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you do that at your house, or do you have to...
No. I did an in-home one, and they were like, you got sleep apnea. And it's like, well, duh. Like, my wife's like, you stop breathing all the time. And I'm like, so I knew I had sleep apnea. I take a sleep apnea test at home. They're like, you got sleep apnea. I take the sleep apnea test to the doctor, and they're like... You need to go see a sleep specialist. I'm like, all right. And then they're like, you got sleep apnea. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
My third time.
So now, does this thing strap to your face?
It does. I'm not a fan of how it feels, but I fall asleep so quick now because I have a clear...
How long's the hose?
I don't know.
I mean, can you roll over?
Feet? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could wrap it around my neck if I wanted.
Did you ever wait?
I didn't mean for that to sound like that.
Yeah, it's so sad night.
So dark. Trouble with the wife? What's going on?
I sleep really well, and so one day I'll have the deepest sleep you can ever imagine.
Does you ever wake up and your wife's got her feet on your chest and she's pulling on the cord?
like cinching me down?
Yeah.
Like a big load? No. She's a bigger fan of the CPAP than I am. And also, the first time I got it to work, I woke up and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I remember this. Like, I just woke up and I was like, I'm okay.
Wow.
You get used to waking up tired.
Feeling bad, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I'm glad it's working out for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe you can get an endorsement.
I could, yeah.
What's the name of your CPAP company?
I don't know. Maybe they should talk to me and Phillips, then I'll probably say it on air.
Yeah. It's probably a
don't
Phillips,
mention it until you're paid, Sam.
Wait a minute. Godwin's trying to get a free new one. What's it called?
It's Phillips. You probably have the Phillips.
But do they offer you different brands or do they just give you one?
Well, the insurance paid for my Phillips. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, insurance paid for mine.
Phillips. I got the flathead.
Oh,
second clap on that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Josh rules.
Yeah.
No, not true. He is the king of comedy.
That's not true.
Right now, if you're just joining us, thank you very much. You've missed a lot.
As a matter of fact, we don't know if it's time yet.
Is it time?
Sam Miller, we've been waiting all morning to find out when exactly is it time to rock, and we have the rock clock here with us.
Ace, is it time to rock?
No.
Oh!
Okay.
All right.
Just a flat no.
Time to rock. That was
not according to the rock clock.
No. Once again, welcome back.
You are out of your element, pal.
welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Now, let's meet our guest once again. He is comedian Sam Miller. Sam is a large fellow. How tall are you?
6'6". Yep.
And how much do you weigh?
360 pounds.
Yeah. No. You carry it well.
I love being big sometimes. I like it when old ladies ask me for help in grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's really easy and they're so happy. Like, yeah, and I was like, I was already up here.
I'm one of those ladies.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, you're on the road. Any unusual gigs of late since we last saw you? Any unusual spots for you?
So you guys know my history with recovery. I've been clean and sober 16 years, got in a lot of trouble.
I forget, what was your drink of choice?
Meth. I've been doing comedy in a lot of prisons. So I've done 4 prison shows.
Wow.
It's been good for the most part. There was a weird one. So usually when I perform in prisons, it's for folks that are short timers. They're doing less than a year left on their sentence. Mm-hmm. I did one for life sentence folks that aren't getting out. Way different vibe. And I was incarcerated some back in the day, so I know the score. Anyway, I did this show at this prison. And I don't want to say what prison it is. You know, I don't want to get in trouble. But I do this show at this prison. It's going really well. So my material, a lot of my material is about criminality, incarceration. They don't like those jokes. But what they love is my jokes about big women. That's what unites the inmates of America. Our love for big women.
Really?
Yeah. I learned that. But anyway, there was a guy in the back. Okay, I've never told this story before, but there's a guy in the back who is being weird. All the other inmates are having a good time. After the show, I'm hanging out. We're being friendly. It's nice. This guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey." And I was like, "You talk weird, you know?" He goes, "I really liked your jokes." And I was like, "Thanks, man." And he goes, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "I'm a bit of a celebrity myself."
Is that right?
And my heart like started to drop. And then he just straight up told me, he goes, "I was a serial killer."
Whoa.
Oh.
And I found out who it was after the fact and all this stuff. But in that moment, like, I love like Silence of the Lambs, Mindhunter, all these like serial killer shows. In that moment, I was like, never again. Never again. I'm done with all of it. But here's the thing, though. I am in a conversation with this dude, and I'm thinking about, like, this is, like, the most awful of all human beings. Like,
yeah.
In front of me, right? But I'm in a conversation with him, and he told me, he goes, "I was a serial killer." And I looked at him, and I was like, "Looks like you're doing a lot better now."
Yeah, what do you say?
Exactly.
I hope you're done.
Yeah. You want my koozie, dude?
So how's that going?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Did you look him up afterwards?
I did, and it sucks. And the reason why I did, and it sucks. He sucks.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I know some guys that are heavy. I've done some stuff that I'm pretty ashamed of. I was never, like, violent.
Right.
Like, I got in some fights and stuff like that. But that's different. And it was funny because even the other inmates, they're not messing with that dude. Like, because he's weirdo. Like, he's off brand, you know?
So did you say, which joke of mine was your favorite?
You know, this is the thing about it, right? Like I said, none of the other inmates were hanging out with him. He was in the corner by himself the whole show. He didn't laugh at anything.
Ugh.
He just smiled at me the whole time.
Right.
Because.
That's exactly the way I think it should
go.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I think the whole time he was waiting to walk up to me and tell me that.
Man.
And that's the reason I don't tell people who he was. Because he can kick rocks. He's not on Bob and Tom. I am.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to give this guy press.
Right.
Yeah, we had a very similar experience. We played softball against the hardcore women's prison. Mm-hmm. We did it on the air one
morning. Oh, that's awesome.
And do you remember what happened?
I wasn't there. This was before me.
You got hit on by Eileen Wernos, didn't you?
Boy, what a crab.
But it was a very similar experience. One of the ladies, it turned out, was part of a famous murder. And I had heard when they came up, "You know who this is?" "No," and the same deal. And that's very creepy.
Yeah, and I think it really bummed me out because I love performing in prisons. Like, it's wonderful to me. I recently did a Valentine's Day thing, and it was inmates that had their wives there. And I had been in that prison before, and they're introducing me to their wives, and, like, it's the coolest.
Yeah, that's nice.
Vibe. Yeah, it's amazing.
And, was it conjugal day or something?
Did they it's just like they have, because these are all like, this is like, these are mostly like drug offenders, like pretty minor
stuff. Oh, so they're on their way out.
Yeah, this wasn't the place with the.
I see, with the serial killer.
Yeah, with the serial killer. Yeah. And I, you know what's weird is I hesitate to even tell that story because I don't want people, because it's not really like that. That was a one time.
Sure, sure. So it thing. Shouldn't stop you from doing other prisons.
No, God, no. I'm going to do it even more. I love performing in prisons. And also the cool thing is you can perform in the afternoon. Because they're there. They're there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to wait for people to get off of work.
Or... they were giving me the light, then suddenly it dimmed.
That's pretty good.
That's the last time I do a midnight show. We are joined by comedian Sam Miller.
Hey.
A guy from the great Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Olympia, Washington.
Where'd you go to high school?
A couple places.
Okay, you were the Fighting Whats?
We were the Trailblazers.
Ah.
Yeah, and I don't remember the other mascots. I don't remember high school that much at all, really. I got my GED.
Okay.
Yeah, I got expelled. But here's the thing. I'm one of 50 notable alumni. They had a 50th anniversary. I won a 50 notable alumni thing from Timberline High School.
The school that expelled you?
Yeah. So there's three people that won that dropped out, and I am the only one who got expelled and won that thing. They like it's a comeback story.
It is a comeback story.
I have a quick question. What are the reunions like for your GED class?
I have not been invited. I think we had those in jail, actually. That's where those are.
Sam Miller is our guest. Recently did a bunch of gigs in prisons. Yes, kind of nice of you to entertain the folks. Mm-hmm. Have you strictly done the men's prisons or...
I haven't done a woman's prison. I'm sure that's coming up. There are those, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you work one prison. Before you know it, they're all reaching out.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's the, you know, you have the Department of Corrections. They run the prisons, and I've done that one in
Oregon. How much entertainment do they do?
Not a lot. It depends, you know. It depends. A lot of times, like, it's outside funding that allows it to happen. So... The show I did in some of the prisons were sponsored by colleges and stuff, like law departments and stuff.
Oh, interesting. Would you ever do an album like Johnny Cash?
You know, I think that's just been done a lot. I'm into it. Yeah.
At prisons?
Like comedy albums? What's his name? He did the crowd work special at the prison. And I would actually, my idea, which is kind of a wild card move, would be I would like to go into a prison and do like a stand-up comedy workshop. And teach inmates how to do comedy and then release that.
And then do like an open mic night. For
man, comedy. That's a great idea, Sam. That's,
yeah, yeah.
And actually, Metallica played a prison a few years ago.
Metallica's in the news today, Ace.
Oh, well, then we can make a good segue there before we get back to Sam. What's Metallica doing now?
They're bringing their performance from Mexico City straight to viewers' faces thanks to Apple Vision Pro. Metallica's show is going to be delivered in an immersive concert experience on VAR and VR headsets Friday, March 14th. Filmed during the sold-out finale of their M72 World Tour last year, you will have a 180-degree high-definition viewing experience and immersive spatial audio. Mm. The concert experience features the band's iconic hits, of course, Whiplash, One, and Enter Sandman. Apple built a custom stage layout featuring 14 of their immersive video cameras, including some that moved around the stage. If you do not own one of the $3,500 headsets,
which is all Metallica fans,
you can book a Vision Pro demo to experience Metallica's performance at your local Apple store.
Oh, I did read about this. I mean, it's so authentic. You put the headset on, and the show starts 45 minutes late. and you have to go buy a $150 T-shirt and a $20 Coke. Very realistic.
I think the Coke would be more than that.
Yeah, who's going to pour beer on me?
Are you a fan, Josh? Do you like the Metallica?
Yeah, I do. Huh? I do.
Sam,
I'm on the fence. I was just remembering when you were reading that story, though, that when I was in jail, there was somebody had done graffiti and wrote Metallica, but they spelled it wrong. I was like, I still gotta stop getting locked. This place sucks.
Wow, that means it's time to rock.
At last.
Little Pantera.
Yeah, I like their Unplugged album. Was that guy being tortured? What's going on with
that? Good stuff, Tom. That's great. Stuff.
People love it.
No, people are drunk. Now let's talk to Sam. Sam, you mentioned that the fellas in the prisons, they loved your jokes about the big girls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you are a big fellow.
I am indeed.
You're like 6'5", 6'6", 300 360. Some. Big man. Not fat, just big. this is maybe too personal. Is your wife a woman of size?
She is. And I have no problem talking about that. And I love other big women, too. I am a faithful fella. But it's always exciting. Anytime I'm touring in the Midwest, you know, I was just in Kansas City. I am a faithful man. However, if I wasn't, high target environment. There are a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of big women. I know there's big women out here. I know there's big people in the Midwest. I know there are because all the toilets are loose. That's how you know. We all got a little.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.